It's Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. If you couldn't figure it out, Jay requested Sister Janet Mead in the Lord's Prayer. She took a long time to write those lyrics. That's a hey, you know hey Dan, you're a good Catholic boy, and I went to a Lutheran school,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord's Prayer, the Lord's what's going on?
I was gonna say talk to Mary.
Oh,
'cause Mary's the.
Well, Dan is the most Catholic person that I know.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Lord's Prayer is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. And then, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's how they said it at Luther North.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go to a Catholic mass, mm-hmm. they don't say, for thine is the kingdom and the power in the heaven.
Right. It's typically at a mass, they do stop it after that point. It's not that they don't believe in the other part. I have heard it said in masses said before, but typically through the group saying of the Lord's Prayer, they do end it.
They stop it after deliver us from evil?
Yep.
Is it because they got a lot to get through?
Well, at a mass?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You're get to the sign of the peace and everything.
Yeah,
you got to shake everyone's hands.
Yeah, you got to get communion.
Oh, that's a whole ordeal.
Especially if the church is crowded, man. Well, then they get like 15 people to show up with, you know.
Oh, they send relief.
They have like people halfway through the church,
right?
And they've got the wafers and the wine.
Yep.
Relief communion.
Yeah.
Nurse. Whatever they're called.
Communion nurse.
The Eucharistic ministers.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, here we go. What now, Mary? What?
The Eucharistic ministers is what they're called.
The people who give you the communion.
Oh, the Eucharistic. I don't know.
And then they always have one that goes around to the people in the wheelchairs and the walkers who
right.
can't get up.
Now, at your church, Mary, do you do that bonus, the extra long version of the Lord's Prayer?
No, you never do.
Is it what? No. What does that mean? Am I going to go to hell?
Well, they just never have. I went to Catholic school for how many years, and we never did it.
Okay, in the Bible, is the Lord's Prayer...
For thine is the kingdom?
Yeah, is that in there? For
no.
thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
No.
Yeah, I think Mary's right.
So that was an addition? What was it? Did the Lutherans do that?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's...
It's the Christian version, I guess.
Right.
But not the Catholic version.
Right.
I don't know. We just never did it.
That was just the first thing that popped in. And I noticed, Dan, that in that fantastic song that you played, she too cut out the "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever."
Guess she's not a Lutheran.
Well, technically, neither am I. I'm not anything. I just went to a Lutheran high school. So, all right.
She was Roman Catholic.
Yeah. All right. My friend Scott Ogan used to refer to Lutherans as lazy Catholics.
Do they not kneel as much?
Oh, No. There's no up and down. You know, every time I go to a Catholic, like I go to a mass or I go to something like that, it's like it's the most exercise I get all week.
Yeah. Yeah, because one second you're kneeling, then you want to sit back down. You're like, wait, I just, okay.
This, of course, reminds me of Seinfeld again really quickly. Seinfeld, there's a scene where he goes to a confession in a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. Jerry does. Because he wanted to report on Bryan Cranston, who played
the dentist.
Yeah, he changed his religion. He took on Judaism just so he could tell the jokes. and so he goes. So Jerry goes in to do it, and the kneel pad. What do they call those things? The kneeler. That you flip down? Is it called a kneeler?
The pew, yeah.
The pew is where you sit.
But the kneeler comes out of the pew.
No, I know, but you flip it down and you kneel on it.
Right.
Okay, well, he goes into the confessional, and the kneeler's there, and he doesn't know what to do. He sits on it.
Oh, no.
Because he's Jewish. He doesn't know what to do. So he sits on the kneeler. And then the priest slides open the door, and he goes, you know that's a kneeler, right? Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Texters let us know that the Catholic Church that doesn't do it is partially because that's not in the Bible. That when
it's not
Jesus
in the Bible,
recited the
okay,
the Our Father, he did not say that, but it has, it can be used. It's typically used in funeral masses. There are Catholic churches that do say it at their, you know, as part of their regular one.
Yeah,
815 lets us know the Lutheran version is John Wayne's favorite.
Of course.
While he's eating an Abba Zabba. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, like, every time I go to a Catholic Mass, and let's say, because maybe I want to participate and I know the Lord's Prayer,
right.
I continue. Like, everybody.
Everyone looks at you like,
everybody is like, deliver us from evil, for thine is the. And then I just kind of look right. around and I'm just like,
John Mulaney has a really funny bit because he had a similar situation because at one point the church changed up it and they would, you say, and with, you know, and also with you.
Yeah.
And now it's with your spirit and with your spirit.
So, it is?
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, he hadn't been to church in years, and that was one part he remembered. So it got to that point, and he kind of shouted, and also with you, and everybody's like, and with your spirit, and all that kind of turned to him.
Clearly haven't been to the church in a while.
And then you say it really kind of monotone.
Yeah, because you're like, it's like together. A chant.
So then it's like you hear going, and thine, oh.
But we know then that those are the creasters.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the creaster. The creaster's here. Yeah.
They also are the ones who are awkwardly, am I standing now? Or
oh, yeah.
I...
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
would
yeah.
be the Christmas and Easter attendance
yeah.
only.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. I mean, that's you know, I've dated and married a Catholic person and gone to many masses over the years. And I'm always like, I don't know what to do next. I just don't. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, it is very confusing.
It's
it is. I
no,
mean,
it is. I don't know. You
there
know?
Should be a little like how-to, like a video right before you walk in.
Well, if you do look at the missalette will say kneel, stand.
Oh, really? It
parts
does?
Of, parts of it does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you really want to look at it that well,
yeah.
you can follow along.
Yeah. And then there's also like shaking hands with strangers and stuff.
You know,
yeah.
and that's a sign of peace. But I don't know. I almost think they should... get rid of the sign of peace. Everybody is hacking and coughing these days. Excuse me, I have to put my cough button. And, but it's well, true.
You know, they right next to the holy water when you walk in, they should just have a big bucket of Purell.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Actually,
oh, no.
now they do require the Eucharistic
yes.
ministers to do hand sanitizer.
They do. They go to the back, get their Purell, then they go and stand in line to.
I was going to say
that was because of the swine flu.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it was so bad in Mexico that they couldn't hand out the Eucharist without fear. And so eventually it was adopted by all churches.
Although, could you imagine if they had the bucket of Purell next to the holy water? People are dabbing,
dabbing it on their
Purell?
Face, doing the sign of the cross
oh,
with Purell.
It's not a grocery store. It's not when you walk in. It's
the Purell is there at the grocery store.
Right.
Yeah.
When you walk in, when you're grabbing your car, this one's yeah. behind the tabernacle.
Right.
Yeah. I almost want to put the Clorox wipes on the side of the pews, you know, because you have the baby sitting there and the babies, you know, their Cheerios going all over and they're glomming all over the pew. It's yeah, it can get pretty bad. Oh, well,
the last time I was at and it's a sad occasion. The last time that I was at a Catholic church for a full mass with Roy Leonard's funeral
mm-hmm.
And all the stuff they did, the whole deal. And it was long, but mm-hmm. it was beautiful, and it's always interesting. I'm always fascinated to go to see these kind of rituals
right.
that are done, having not grown up in that world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Weddings too, or
yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's in like if it's just Mexican Catholic churches where they put a rope around you.
Oh,
it's a knot. And it's a double
to tie the two people together.
Yes, yeah, so it's like a significance.
Wow,
I don't know if that.
It's fascinating
another.
Stuff. I honestly find it. I find you know these religious ceremonies to be really fascinating.
Yeah.
And I spend most of my time whenever I go to a Catholic church or any other kind of church, just kind of wide eyed, just
right,
going, I don't know, I have no idea what's going on right
yeah,
now.
Like
this
just,
is pretty cool.
I like just going to churches and seeing all the saints. You get to light
yeah.
candles for them. I'm like, who am I lighting for? Who is this?
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite quick story. We did a tour. My first ex-wife and I went to New Orleans for our honeymoon, and we did a tour of churches and stuff and graveyards. We did a whole bunch of graveyard tours, and on one graveyard tour, this guy took us across the street to this church. And in this church, I can't remember the name of the church, but it's in New Orleans, and it's across the street from the cemetery where Marie Laveau is buried, the famous voodoo woman, Marie Laveau. And so it's across the street from there, and you go in there, and there's saints everywhere. It's a very cool looking church, like really awesome, and great stained glass, and you know, like. There's something really gorgeous about a beautiful Catholic church, and creepy sometimes, like really the imagery.
For sure. Well, everyone's looking at you.
Oh yeah, and just like the stuff that you know, the statues. There's one statue in this church. This is a true story. That is the voodoo people who practice voodoo. That's their saint, and they light a candle for him. And the name of the saint is Saint Expedite. So he's near the side, near the back of the church. Mm-hmm. And that's the voodoo saint for people who practice voodoo. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he's Saint Expedite is this box was sent to this church. This crate was sent to this church many, 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 many years ago. And they opened it up and there was no information. There was nothing. There was just hay and this statue. And it said on the inside of the box, it just said expedite, meaning, you know, deliver it.
Come on.
I swear to God, it's a true story. And so they just called him Saint Expedite. They didn't know, and there was no backstory, no, you know, just this crate arrived from nowhere.
How do they know it's a saint?
They just called him Saint Expedite, and they put it up in the church.
I mean? Like, oh, here's a statue. Yep. Oh, it's a saint.
They just called him Saint Expedite, and what? It just said Expedite in the box. They called him Saint Expedite, and that's the voodoo saint in New Orleans. Okay. True story. It's a true story. I mean, I don't know if it's actual, that's the actual story, but that's the story that the tour guide told us.
Yeah.
It could be crap.
How does no one know who that saint is?
Saint Expedite.
What if it's just a dude?
It's just some dude. Oh, and by the way, the saint is like crazy looking. He's got a sword and it looks like he's in the middle of battle. Like he's going to stab somebody with the sword. He's got a crazy helmet on.
I don't think most saints do that.
I know, but they called him Saint Expedite. That's all. I'm just telling you what I heard, and I thought it was a cool story.